Good morning, my friends. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sunshine and 66 degrees. I love Tuesday. I get to talk real estate with Steve Dietrich and from my Action Realty. Good morning, my
morning,
friend.
Morning, Bill.
How we doing?
Good.
Numbers. You're our numbers guy.
Well, we're headed in the right direction, but not as fast as I would like. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of pressure on the feds right now, certainly, about everything. And so I hope as they go, we should follow.
Right. Well, and you were saying kind of some big news in the real estate world.
August 17th is D-Day for the U.S. in real estate.
Tell us what went on. What's happened here?
Well, there was a major lawsuit that was filed against the National Association of Realtors. And, you know, even I don't know that I totally understand what exactly was going on, but it's around the commissions and how they're charged, and is there a monopoly on that type of thing? And, you know, I'm here to say that I don't think that we have an issue with the things they say are a problem
right. Locally.
I mean, you know, commissions are still negotiable. You know, not every deal has the same commission rate or anything else, and certainly we can't set them with the other realtors in town.
Right.
That is illegal. But a lot of new paperwork coming on how you can advertise out commissions to other companies if they bring you the buyer and things like that. So there's going to be a lot more information that has to go out, a lot more paperwork to be re-signed, and it's going to change how we do business going forward as far as bringing public in to look at houses and actually sellers too. And it's geared towards the paperwork and a lot of new explaining to do.
Okay, and I was going to ask, what's the catch or who's coming out on the good side on this?
The lawyers that filed the lawsuit.
That's what I was going to say.
So
absolutely.
I don't know. I guess I was surprised when I saw it coming about, and then that it actually settled out the way it did, because, you know, I can still pick up the phone and call the other companies and say that we're still willing to pay out to a buyer broker X amount of dollars. We just can't advertise it on our sheets.
Right.
It's like, okay. That's the difference. I don't understand personally.
But. You know, well, it's ironic because when you and Sherry have been in here before, we've talked about how the insurance game, I mean, it changes like by the week. This is something like it takes it to a whole new level.
It really does. And again, I think when people actually come in and sit down with us, they're probably not going to find any major changes. It's just there's more paperwork and just a little more explanation as to why we're doing what we're doing.
Okay.
And they have ultimately the final say to say, yes, I'm signing on board with this, or no, I'm not, you know, so it'll be interesting.
Well, good for the lawyers, because apparently they're probably the only ones making out good on this deal.
Yeah. So, and you know, it's probably going to chase a lot of the older realtors out of the business, because you know it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. You know that story.
Yeah, I know. But every time I look at you, I don't believe that.
Well,
it's like you know all the new tricks, Steve.
Well, it came to mind.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it will chase out, you know, a lot of realtors, I believe, and especially what I'm going to say, part-time realtors that, you know, have another full-time job and try to do it on the side. I mean, it's just hard to keep up if you're not doing it every day. It's hard on us.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Let alone somebody that's not there all the time, and then, you know, they make a mistake, and then ultimately the broker's in trouble.
All right. So. Well, let's get off this before you're too wound up here.
Yeah.
Looking out for your health, Steve. New listings. How are we doing for new listings at Action Realty?
We have a few new listings out there, and I think we've talked about them already a little bit, but there's going to be a couple more coming on. And
good deal.
And I hope with the rates going down soon, you know, it'll put more people back into the market to maybe go to a little more expensive home.
Absolutely. And again, you got any questions, folks? Just stop in or give them a call at Action Realty.
Absolutely.
Steve, you have a great week. Try to recover from all this.
I will.
Keep calm. Steve and Sherry, we're talking real estate with them from Action Realty every Tuesday at this time. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal. Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also offers college scholarships for the dependent children of law enforcement, along with a citizen awareness program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, visit www.usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level because lives are on the line.
At 9:16 here, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. It is our Tuesday talk round. Man, busy hour going on, and the boys are back. Dent and Carpool in Operation Zero. And I'll tell you what an event you guys have got coming up this weekend. First of all, and I don't care which one of you goes first, Operation Zero, for people that don't know, what is it all about?
So Operation Zero is an event that was started back in 2015, and this is our eighth year here in Wapato.